The Lost Airman by Seth Meyerowitz and Peter F. Stevens. Narrated by Jonathan Todd Ross. So here I am, sitting on a plane on my way to Europe. It's the middle of January 2012, and this will be my first time in Europe. I'm headed on an adventure, a personal pilgrimage of sorts, some 68 years in the making. I am hoping to pay tribute to Arthur Meyerowitz and a valiant band of French men and women who saved his life in 1944. I'm filled with excitement and unable to sleep. I have no idea what awaits me in France, what vestiges remain of Arthur, and what or who I will find when I arrive. The thought that I might talk with people who actually knew the airman, Arthur Meyerowitz, conjures emotions I could not have imagined a month ago. Less than a month ago, I didn't know Arthur Meyerowitz, at least not in the way that you can really know someone. I knew he was born in the Bronx. I knew he had a brother, Seymour, and his parents were David and Rose. I knew that he went to war to fight for his country at 25, a few years younger than I am now, and when he took his flight to France aboard a B-24 bomber named Harmful Lil Armful, he too didn't know what to expect or what awaited him. What he did know was, more likely than not, he wouldn't be coming home. Staff Sergeant Arthur Meyerowitz was a top turret gunner in the U.S. Army's 8th Air Force, and he was going to war. I knew that Arthur hadn't made more than two flights before he was shot down by the Luftwaffe, and that his family desperately hoped for news from the War Department. It was months before any news would come. He was considered MIA, an American Jew in Nazi-occupied France, and he was in trouble. No one knew if he was alive or dead until he stumbled into Gibraltar more than 6 months later. And, lastly, I knew that people in France had saved his life. I could remember that the French national anthem was played at my bar mitzvah and other big family events, but never understood the magnitude or the true significance of what it had meant. This is what I knew for my whole life about my grandfather Arthur. Then, in December 2011, all of that would change. How it all started. It started with an invitation to Spain. I had met some people while vacationing in Mexico, and they invited me to visit them in Madrid. I looked at the logistics and realized I could make it work, in under a month, no less. I asked my father, Arthur's son, where Arthur had been in France. I wanted to see if perhaps I could visit those places and look around. There was no information to pass on. My father simply didn't have insight for me. Arthur died more than 10 years before I was born, and a box of letters and a couple of vague stories were the only things that remained of Arthur's wartime experiences.